Message number 742. You must keep your eyes open to anything which insults my divinity. Tuesday, March 26, 2013 at 09:17 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, this message is for the world. It is for Christians of every denomination, the Jews and all those religions who proclaim my Almighty Father God the Most High. This message is also for those who do not believe in God the Father or me, His only begotten Son. It is also for those who could not care less what life lies ahead and whose indifference means that they cannot accept the existence of God. Through these messages you are being warned of the danger to your future life and your well-being, so that I can bring all of you into the new paradise which was created for you when heaven and earth will merge as one. This kingdom is complete and the gates will be open to each of you. This beautiful gift where you will live in perfect body, mind and soul comes from God the Almighty One who created the world. The time for your exile on earth is almost over. No longer will you have to endure the pain of sin which creates havoc in every part of the world. Hatred which is kept alive through the infestation of Satan in the world will no longer exist. When hatred has been banished, evil will no longer sully the perfect creation of God. His planet, His gifts of nature, His protection and His love will be renewed to give you a life of eternity where no death is possible. Life on earth as it is now will never satisfy you while Satan reigns. His reign is already at an end, but those he infests will carry on spreading sin by sucking the innocent and not so innocent souls into the depths of despair. This infestation will continue until as many souls as possible are taken and presented to the beast who will devour them. I will come soon, finally, as prophesied the second time, to bring you final salvation and to present to you the key to my promised kingdom. My kingdom will descend from the skies for the world to see before the final trumpet sounds. When the trumpet peals, only those who allowed me to salvage them and those true to the word of God will be taken. This is why you must not allow pride to blind you to the call of God at this time. This mission was prepared from the very first prophecies given to the human race by God. Be thankful that by the mercy of God that you have been given this great gift. Never allow pride to blind you to my divine presence, for that is what will separate you from my mercy. I prepare you now only so that I can save all humanity and not just the elect who serve me with great humility. I want all of you, no matter what you believe. My Father has planned this mission in order to open your hearts so that you can be shown the truth in time before the great day when I come to judge. The gift of the Holy Spirit continues to be poured over this mission and cover all souls, especially those who stubbornly turn their backs on me. The battle for souls is between my kingdom and the terrible abyss over which the beast rules. You must keep your eyes open to anything which insults my divinity. It does not matter where those insults spring from, but you must never accept them in my holy name. Now is the time of great deceit, and I urge you to pray to God for the wisdom to understand what truly comes from me and what does not. Your Jesus.